Both the West and the East competed for influence in the Western European nations. In 1948, the U.S. introduced the Marshall Plan, which provided generous financial credits to European countries, which were in turn used to buy goods from the United States. This was a virtual win-win situation. The Western European economies rebounded rapidly, which ensured political stability and won the United States a great deal of goodwill. The Soviets, too, spent lavishly on bankrolling the Western communist parties, especially in Italy and France. Yet the Soviets, who insisted on micromanaging the world's communist parties, found it was tougher to impose Moscow's will on free Westerners than it was on Eastern European subjects. In 1949, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, came into being, joining the United States, Canada, Britain, France, Italy, and other countries to defend against attack from an unnamed nation, which was undoubtedly the Soviet Union. To counter NATO, the Soviet Union created in 1955 the Warsaw Pact, which ratified an already assumed commitment to defend its client states from any attack.